This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This episode is brought to you by Chevy Silverado. When it's time for you to ditch the blacktop and head off-road, do it in a truck that says no to nothing. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Get the rugged capability of its Z71 suspension and 2-inch factory lift. Plus, impressive torque and towing capacity thanks to an available Duramax 3-liter turbo diesel engine. Where other trucks call it quits, you'll just be getting started. Visit Chevy.com to learn more.
Check it out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Slam follow, Rudy Gobert. What a game for Rue.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
And the horn sounds here in L.A. and the Timberwolves close out the series in 5 games.
The Rich Eisen Show.
You don't know what the roster will look like next year.
Earlier on the show, Colts general manager Chris Ballard. Coming up, 3-time Pro Bowl quarterback Alex Smith. Rams general manager Les Snead, actor Patricia Clarkson, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Well, if that's correct, I can confirm it. Here I am. Hour number 2 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I'm just giving everybody a heads up. It's going to be really weird, but later on in hour number 3, after Les Snead of the Rams appears on Zoom and Patricia Clarkson is going to appear in studio at the very end of this show. It's going to be really strange, but Maxie Kleber is going to finish the show for us. And it's going to be weird. You'll be like, wait a minute, what's he doing here? I didn't even know he was active. Sorry. Is it too soon?
And you know who's going to give the best, most important take at the end of the show?
Who's that?
Gabe Vincent's going to call
Vincent's
in
gonna
and
call
give
here.
The most important
this
take
guy.
To
this
end
guy.
The show.
Gabe Vincent.
Is this being disrespectful?
Gabe
I don't
Vincent
mean
with
to.
The last word.
Cannot believe what happened last night.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you absolutely can.
That's a shame.
Nah. It is a shame, by the way. I don't.
I wanted to actually just laugh for 3 hours. That was going to be my
know,
take
man.
On the whole thing.
I wanted to see a game 6 at the very least. I wanted to see this series extended.
One game.
I don't know. Cooper, as you know, Cooper has been accusing me. He calls the Lakers. Dad, your favorite team is on right now. And he, I don't know what's going on. Is it his mother's influence? Is it your influence? He is very happy when the Lakers are. It could be like his buddy, his buddies at school. He's happy to see them unhappy.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's
a Celtic fan of him. He's sitting
great.
Back.
Laker
like
trolling.
If my 14-year-old was smoking a cigar, he'd have his hands behind his head and his feet up.
I'm all for that.
I don't know, man.
Laker trolling.
Because Lakers fans are the worst.
No, they're not. Come on.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Excuse me. They're up there. Yeah.
You as a Celtic fan, I'll accept it from you. You as a Celtic fan, I will accept it.
Why?
You as a Clipper fan, I will accept it. You got nothing to say. Like,
you
I don't know.
There's nothing really. You have to have a team.
Mike.
We've talked about this
excuse
before.
Excuse me.
You not have to have a team.
It's not about you not having
a
team.
A Dodger fan now?
That's
I mean,
the point.
Yeah,
like, suddenly you could just turn around.
Do you hear yourself?
Lakers, let's just say the Lakers figure out, even though they don't have a first-round draft choice, they figure it out.
They figure it out.
They get the perimeter defenders and the rim protectors that they need. LeBron comes back at age 41 and plays like it did at age 40, and they're going to actually, you know, get him in the spot. They won't have him playing center like he's Magic Johnson. You know, and they figure it out and they win it all. You can't come in here and say you're a Laker fan all of a sudden.
I will never be a Lakers fan.
You would have said you 10 years ago.
Yeah, you would have said I'm a Dodger fan. Like, shut up.
Exactly. You would have never said I'll be a Dodger fan.
What are you talking
like
about?
Like Boston, Lakers. There's teams I will never
stop
ever cheer for.
Christian in Toronto, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's take your call. What's up, Christian?
How's it going, guys? Everyone, have a good week?
I'm having a great week.
Yeah.
I just got to say, I just wanted to bring back one thing from yesterday's way too early power rankings.
Yes.
Hearing Rich put the Commanders at 2 as a fan,
yes,
it's very surreal, I got to say.
Okay.
You'll never hear that team in that range at least in my lifetime. So I just got to say the drafting of Trey Amos is probably one of the more underrated picks of the draft.
Okay, look at you going deep here. You're going deep? You're going deep right now.
Yep. You're going to go deep.
Okay.
It's a big year.
Okay.
It's a big year for them.
How old are you, Christian? How old are you?
I'm 24.
Okay. All right. I hear you. It's been a long day. Yeah, last year, they were doing things last year for the first time since you were in diapers. I agree. Yep. I hear you.
Yeah.
All right. So you're going the Ole Miss cornerback. You're going deep here. All right. So yeah, you liked my power rankings.
AJ Brown.
You liked my way too early power rankings.
I loved you.
Okay.
Loved it.
Okay.
I want to hear that the rest of the year.
He loved it. He didn't just like my way too early power rankings. He loved it. I will accept it. Thank you.
Good to hear. I was smiling driving in the car.
It's never.
Keep it up, Rich.
Thank you. Keep it up. Thank you.
Before I leave, one thing.
Uh-huh.
Brockman, keep the pick of the Lakers yesterday. I'll just keep making sure I fade whatever you say. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Christian in Toronto. My God, I know that the Canadians are nice, but this is just over the top. He even likes your opinionating and keep it going.
I mean, I was obviously being facetious. I was not rooting for the Lakers in any way.
Christian in Toronto, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, well done. Awesome. The number of people. It's called way too early power rankings for a reason. We lopped off away from the way too early power rankings I did the Wednesday after the Super Bowl.
I just want to know when you came up with those, like, how much did it really hurt not having Harbaugh on there?
Oh, it just shows you, of course it hurt. Because I love the Omarion Hampton pick.
Mm-hmm.
I love adding Najee Harris.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It must have hurt. Must have hurt.
Well, I mean, I'm just, you know, it doesn't matter how early it is. I just still call it as I see it.
Okay. Which of these is more likely to not be in the top 10 when the season begins?
You're giving up an actual what's more likely for tomorrow this right now?
Front loading.
Okay. What is it? What's the answer?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
What, Bucks or Chargers?
I don't know. Bucks.
What's
Chargers,
more likely about what?
Drop the Lions? Are we out of love with Dan Campbell already?
We're not out of love. My thought process on it was they lost both coordinators. What happened to the Eagles after they made the Super Bowl and lost both coordinators? They did win 10 of their first 11, I understand, but then it all went south and they changed their coordinators. Yada, yada, yada. They're defending Super Bowl champs.
I think we did figure out, though, you do love J.J. McCarthy more than you love Jim Harbaugh, though, right?
Whatever. Now you're just being... if only that finger of blame you had right there, TJ, had a middle finger on it.
Oh, yeah. Tulo, got that somewhere?
I'd be pointing it in that direction.
This one.
So dumb. Not how many people commented on the YouTube video?
I think it's like 720.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. I wasn't trying to spark. It wasn't even a sake of argument. I wasn't trying to spark an argument.
730 right now.
Oh, my God.
I can read some of the best ones.
Oh, my God. Before we welcome in Alex Smith in the next segment, let's give some flowers, okay?
Roses.
When you lose to the Lakers, okay, you're totally forgotten. The only way that you're more forgotten by losing to the Lakers in a situation like last night is to beat the Lakers. Because you're just as forgotten. Did I say a word about the Minnesota Timberwolves?
No.
In the beginning of this program?
That was a 17-minute segment.
If you lose to the Dallas Cowboys, let's just say, once upon a time, the Dallas Cowboys make it to the Super Bowl, right?
Wow.
Let's just say that happens.
It's good for content.
Okay? Right?
God,
right?
If you listen to this.
Let's say the Cowboys make the Super Bowl, right? And you lose to them. I mean, the only way that you would not be talked about is if you beat them. My favorite meme I saw with the Eagles fans when they went to the White House is, you know, how they the Cowboys haven't made it to the White House in 30 years. That was a good line. Long story short, you get my drift here.
Sure.
We in the media talk about the losses of the teams like the Lakers and the Cowboys more than the teams that beat them.
Yep.
That's our fault.
Minnesota Timberwolves are at it again, guys. They're at it again. And a lot of people thought they wouldn't be at it again when they traded Karl Anthony Towns to the Knicks, who are still at it against the Pistons. The Karl Anthony Town Knicks are the 3 seed, and the Lakers are the 3 seed. And the 6 seed against the Knicks is still at it, hosting a game tonight to force a game 7 in Madison Square Garden over the weekend, which would be lit if that happens. Nerve-wrackingly lit. The Timberwolves are the 6 seed to do something to the Lakers that's never been done before. One and dunning a Lakers team that's seeded 3 or better in the first round of the playoffs. And Anthony Edwards is doing it again, guys. He's doing it again. He is talking the talk and walking the walk. And he's also talking the talk while walking.
Walking
the walk. And we'll show that in a second. But he is all that and the biscuit. And even last night, Gobert did his job significantly well. My God, the inside the NBA guys were just razzing Shaq for the Lakers loss and calling Gobert like what? Wilt Gobert.
So I'm saying Rudy Chamberlain.
Right, right. That's the stuff they were saying. And he was killing it. And Julius Randle.
Man, Gobert had 27 and 24.
That's what I'm saying. He finally realized he was 7-4.
That is unreal. Is
why, and again, let's not go there. We're saying, why wouldn't the Lakers just turn to anybody who's tall on their bench or behind the bench? Kareem, how many minutes can you give us?
Like 30 seconds, but okay. Still, Alex Len was on the bench.
So let's not go there. Let's give the Timberwolves their flowers because Julius Randle was doing his thing in the fourth quarter. Dante DiVincenzo is more than just showing up as the guy who's no longer with the Knicks on the phone commercials right now. You know, the left out Nova Nick. Right? How about Mike Conley? How about him making the 3?
Mm-hmm.
That was a back-breaking 3. They were horrible from 3-point last night until he made one, and then that kind of broke the Lakers back. That forced them to turn to Gabe Vincent to get him out of the mix.
The Wolves were 7-47 from 3. Ant, who has been money all year from 3-point, I think he led the league in 3-pointers made this year, 0-11.
But hey, Chris Finch and that coaching staff decided to, you know, put their nose to their grindstone, and they figured out exactly where the weaknesses were for the Lakers and just kept hammering it. The minute that Luka couldn't even move, they didn't stop going to him. They did the smart thing, with the exception of like the first 2 minutes of the second half when they were just shooting threes like crazy. And then they got back to the business at hand. But Ant Edwards is got that red ass in him where he'll just take it in.
Well, he likes right? it. Well, he loves I mean, it. Like, as we said, he's his character in the Hustle movie. He wants to be the villain. He wants to be the one to end your season.
Which is, again, I know last year there were all these comparisons to Jordan. That's like Jordan. That's like Kobe. That's like, you know, just go ahead and say Lakers in 5 and good luck to you. Because that was brought up. I think that was only echoing what he was saying. That was inside.
That was inside, yeah.
Then he went outside.
Yeah.
I mean, he went outside.
He literally did a victory lap around
crypto.
Well, the thing is, they've got to walk across the street to get to the hotel, which is weird. So they just walk from the arena.
It was a nice night.
To the hotel, and then, you know.
He's a people person. He wanted to meet people.
Fans line up, and they just, you know. There's a procession.
I don't know if anybody's actually listened to any of that, but the biggest news to come out of that, Ant-Man's favorite movie, Matilda.
Might have wanted one of those street sausage things.
Oh, those are good.
Oh, yeah, they're good. They're right there.
Bacon wrap hot dogs.
It's, you know,
it
smells good.
Intoxicating.
I know.
Street meat.
I don't know. It just smells better in New York. Because it's a mixture of the pretzels, too.
Yeah.
And the warm nuts.
And the garbage. Warm nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the hot garbage.
You're not referring to D's, are you?
Let's see. Both. See? What am I creating?
Nothing gets T.J. Jefferson
we
better.
We haven't had a D's nuts reference in a long time. Thank you.
By the way, and you know, Anthony Edwards was saying the same. At least he's consistent.
Yes.
This is what he said to the press afterwards.
It means a lot. I mean, yeah, we beat the best player in the world. I'm like the best player ever, so.
You know what makes it feel even better is that they said Lakers in five and the Wolves won in five. So I think that makes it feel 10 times better. That's like my only answer.
They said, and the Wolves won in five. Thanks for that update.
The Wolves won.
Here's Anthony Edwards with a sports update. And then he went outside. Can we see that one more time? Walking around outside.
Just walking around.
Hey, he's doing the traffic and the weather together with sports. There he is. Yep. Nice night.
Just doing a victory lap.
Not a lot of traffic.
And you know he's talking mad bonus too, man. Oh,
nice walk to the. To the what the Ritz or is he going to the JW?
JW, yeah.
Is that what he's doing? He's going to the JW. Play it,
but seek this out.
That's where they all sit.
And listen to all the smack talk. He did not stop talking for the whole 2 minute video that's out there.
He just wants a peace.
No, he don't. He don't want peace. He wants war.
He wants smoke and all of it.
And the Warriors just tapped out with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter where this thing's
that
over.
That game was over in the first quarter.
I know, and Steve Kerr, well, it was, there was a 16-point deficit after one.
It was big.
And, they almost had the Miami Heat feed from for the previous night. Whereas on to the second quarter. That's all we were saying. Oh, it's halftime. Yeah, that thing was over, and Kerr pulled the starters 5 minutes to go. And the only thing that was interesting was a guy who rarely plays for the Warriors who looks just like Will Forte went right at Şengün and got ejected.
Will Forte.
He looks just like Will Forte, the guy who got ejected. He was balling out. I'm like, since when is MacGruber on the Warriors?
MacGruber.
And he got ejected for headbutting Şengün. Baby Jokic. Nobody puts Baby Jokic in a corner.
No. Baby Jokic. The biggest thing last night from that game was
the winner of that series.
That weird picture of Steph's thumb.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what that was.
Oh, and then, everyone's like, you're following through to make sure they hit his hand after he shot because it's legal to hit the shooter's hand after the shot. I mean, that's another thing. Man, the NBA is just filled with dramas and complaints and all of that stuff. You know? It's like one big opera.
Wasn't that was TNT's slogan for a while, right?
TNT, we know drama.
We know drama.
Oh, yeah.
We love drama.
I know. So who's the Rizzolian Isles of
that's what I'm saying.
Of the NBA?
Who's the closer?
That was an old school TNT show, huh? At any rate, the Timberwolves are really friggin' good. They're going to get the winner of the Rockets and the Warriors. Whew. And then
OKC's just home chilling.
I don't know. We'll see who OKC plays. What's going to happen tonight, Teej? You going?
Oh, you got to go. You got to go tonight.
You going into it?
Got to go tonight.
You know how much tickets are going to be tonight?
Got to go tonight.
What's wrong with you?
Come on.
You got that no contest money?
No, speaking of no contest, have we checked in on a welfare check on O'Shea Jackson Jr.?
Oh, it's a rock.
Have we done that? Should we FaceTime him at the end of the show just to see if he's okay?
Yes.
So he calls me.
Can we get him a copy of the LA Times for him to hold up to make sure that he's okay?
Huh? We'll FaceTime.
I'm sorry, TJ, you were saying?
Oh, no, he called me last night, and the first thing I said is, yo, man, I'm really sorry about your team. And he goes, oh, TJ, that's not what I'm calling about. And I'm like, oh, okay. But had they won, that would have been you were calling about. He was like,
he's okay. Look, does he need a hug?
Look at me. I'm O'Shea Jackson.
I'm O'Shea Jackson Jr.
My team is a playing show.
You guys.
What is it? Bury me in purple. With the flag.
You guys.
That's right. I'm in a new movie, Den of Rim Protecting.
Cut that up.
How we're ending the show.
He didn't want to talk about it
last night. That's odd. Because he likes talking.
He likes talking. Like I said, he went right into some wrestling thing, so he didn't want to have anything to do with the Lakers. I'm just saying.
Let's check his Twitter feed real quick.
Oh, please.
See what's going on over there.
Oh, he's definitely arguing with somebody about something right now.
Do we let him know we're calling him? Or do we just FaceTime him?
You just FaceTime him.
Okay.
He might not accept.
Oh, that's true. He did say. He did say last night, I would like to thank my brother Bert Kreischer for this bottle of Por Osos, much needed.
Ah,
he was drinking the clear stuff last night.
To the face.
To the face.
To the face. To the face.
LA all day, Lake Show.
Let's take a break.
Oh, I'm O'Shea Jackson.
All right, keep it classy. Alex Smith's coming up here. Okay. That's a classy man.
That's true. That's
keep it classy.
It is. Hoskins is spelled with a Y?
This message is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. May is Military Appreciation Month, and we're celebrating the military community that goes above and beyond every day with Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal was created for the military community and is dedicated to ensuring that its members feel celebrated and honored every single day. For over 90 years, Navy Federal's mission has been to support and uplift the military community, and this May is no different. It's not just a credit union, it's also a partner dedicated to helping its members achieve their financial goals. All active duty, veterans, and members of military families are eligible to join. Navy Federal is excited to celebrate Military Appreciation Month as a special time to recognize our troops and the profound contributions they make. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/celebrate. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
Alex Smith going to join us from the radio audio returns in a couple minutes. TJ, you didn't tell me you watched the game with O'Shea last night.
I didn't.
You did. Because I've got a photograph of it right here. You were zooming together.
Yo, let me tell you something.
Oh, wait a minute. No, wait a minute. That was him learning Luka was going to be a Laker. And he was stunned and he was dreaming of more than one playoff win.
The crazy thing about that is we were filming our podcast at like 11:30 at night in Indiana. And then the next morning, I just go, I'm going to clip this.
Yeah.
I didn't think anything of it. I was like, just go. And he goes, can I tweet this out? I'm like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
That thing blew everywhere. No.
But you're missing the point here is that the royal of the Royal Rumble you were discussing was the royal purple and gold.
Yeah.
Letting him down.
Let him down.
And you know I really want the Lakers to win.
Well, I don't know why.
But they're your favorite team.
First of all, Cooper accuses them of being my favorite team.
True, that is true.
I like watching Luka and LeBron play together.
And
quite
every
a bit.
Time LeBron takes the court, it's history.
Right. Jeannie Buss is a friend of the show. She's been here multiple times. There are neighbors down the street.
They're
we
right
want to be neighborly. They're down the street.
Yeah.
We
I drive past him every day on the way home.
Yeah.
I don't like any of my neighbors.
Can I get a cup of sugar?
Come on, man. You like your neighbors.
He wants to be the guy
Come
who does
on.
It.
Rockman's that guy, I think, right? You that guy and
the
neighbor?
Here's the thing, and I said this before. I already have a number of friends that I need and can handle.
You don't
so
want
just because we live next door to each other doesn't mean we need to be friends.
That's odd because the way you thinking. Act every day here, it makes it seem like you're...
Friendless?
Yeah.
You'd hate and condo living.
You act repellent.
Some days
you're like friend repellent.
Friend repellent.
I will apologize for yesterday. I didn't get a lot of sleep, but I was in kind of a mood. But
Day you were in kind of a mood. Yeah. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies Tuesday. And solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Well, when our booking team said this man was available and was going to be up for coming on the show. That was a snap yes, right? You can confirm this, and not just because he's listening in on Zoom right now, about to be introduced.
Yeah.
A snap yes.
Yes.
Courtesy of Vertex Pharmaceuticals, 3-time Pro Bowler, Alex Smith, here on the program. Good to see you, man. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing great, Rich. Great to see you.
First time we met on the set of NFL Total Access. Remember that prior to the draft?
Yeah, absolutely.
You were just a young kid from the Utah football program with a dream. That's what you were. On that set, I remember.
I won't forget it because you had obviously just come over to the NFL Network, and it was like, I never imagined in my wildest dreams that I would ever get a chance to meet you, get interviewed by you, like NFL Network. Like, I was playing football in the Mountain West in Utah, and all of it was so unexpected. And it was like one of those moments, Rich. I'll never forget it.
What was your draft moment? Who called you? What was that call like? When did it happen? The whole bit. For you when you got that call, first overall pick.
Yeah, like I still remember it. You know, again, talk about unexpected. You're sitting in the green room at that round table, right? It was like an outer body experience. That phone that's sitting in the middle of the table, like you're like, how did this phone even get here? And then, you know, you get the phone call and it's, you know, for me, it was Scott McLuhan and Mike Nolan, and Mike McCarthy was the offensive coordinator at the Niners at the time. And yeah, that they were going to take me number one overall. And again, walking out on stage, it was all like a dream. Literally, it was an event as a football kid that I grew up watching the draft. And you just, again, never imagine that it would ever be you doing it. It just the odds, right? We all know the odds of being able to play professionally and let alone being the number one overall pick. And so,
yeah.
Again, 20 years ago, Rich, that was 20 years ago. I'm 40. That was half a lifetime ago for me.
Dude, 20 years ago, Commissioner Tagliabue was the commissioner.
I know. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn. Yeah. So what would your advice, what hasn't changed is the pressure that comes with being the first overall pick. What would your advice to Cam Ward be, Alex?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The expectations haven't changed, but what has is certainly the college landscape. And I don't think Cam needs a ton of advice. Like, I think I look at the difference between his experience and mine. Again, for me being 20 years old, coming from the Mountain West to the NFL, to the San Francisco 49ers. Back then, when I signed my contract, I was one of the highest paid players in the league. There was so much weight that came with all of those expectations, right? Like, you look at Cam's journey, it's just so different. And all these college quarterbacks, right? There is a college marketplace now. So these guys stay in college longer. Cam has played at three schools, right? He's done this before. He's moved to a new place and had high expectations and delivered and then done it again. He's basically been a professional athlete at the collegiate level. I just think he's far more prepared. He's had a bigger college career. Like, I think he's more comfortable with who he is and his game. And again, he just doesn't, it's this nice level up for these quarterbacks now. It was no different than Jaden Daniels a year ago, Bo Nix, these guys that have had huge college careers. They've basically become professional athletes already. They have moved and played in different environments. You know, again, for me, juxtapose that to, you know, coming from Salt Lake and again, the Mountain West at that point as a 20-year-old kid to the NFL, it just was such a bigger jump. And it took me, you know, a few years, right? Like several years to find my way. And again, these guys, I think, are better for it. And that's why we're seeing such great rookie football, especially out of the QBs, right? Like, I don't think it's a coincidence that CJ Stroud and Jaden Daniels and all these guys that are playing so well, so fast. And I think Cam Ward will keep that up.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking to Tyler Shuck, Alex, a couple of weeks ago. And
yeah, he's almost as old as me.
You know what? Exactly. You know what?
I'm just joking, Tyler. I'm joking.
No, I know. He's 25, but he said what he's telling teams is, I'm the most pro ready guy because not just of his age, but he's come back from injury. He's changed schools, sometimes not of his own doing. He's had different coordinators, different coaches, different playbooks. Yeah. And then, you know, 3 weeks before, I was interviewing Jalen Hurts for the Super Bowl, Alex, and I mentioned to him how he's going to have another, probably most likely another offensive coordinator this year. And sure enough, that's true, because the guy who drafted Tyler Shuck is there in New Orleans. And and Hurts was like, yeah, tell me about it. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's the Super Bowl MVP quarterback. That's the world of quarterbacking now. It seems like.
Yeah, Tyler is a great example. Like you said it, for one, he's played at different programs. He's moved around and played under different offenses. So I think he's more prepared, again, to learn a new offense quickly. Like those are all great things to have under his belt. The other thing is, this is a kid that's faced adversity already. I think I look back at myself at that point, like I hadn't, right? Like I had not faced adversity. I hadn't faced expectations, and Tyler has, and has gone through that process. And I think he's better for it. So I totally agree that I think he's more prepared for this moment, again, because of those things he's gone through. And I know he's, you know, again, this guy that has dealt with a lot of adversity in his college career, incredibly talented. I think it's going to serve him well that he has worked through it and come out the other side.
That said, Alex Smith, what is your assessment of the number of years a quarterback should be given to reach potential years? And I've asked this of Goff, I've asked this of Baker Mayfield, and obviously you had success at San Francisco before you left, and then clearly after you left. So what's your assessment of the patience that should be required of fans and coaches of the quarterbacks that just got drafted?
Yeah, I mean, I think I think we all need more patience with these young guys. I think, unfortunately, there's this thought process in the NFL that you're kind of a finished product, and very few places or regimes or organizations allow, draft picks, not just quarterbacks, but time to develop and grow. And it's certainly, I think, one of the amazing attributes of Andy Reid. Like, I think he does a better job with development. He is more patient with guys. He allows them to make mistakes. Like, I can't tell you how many places I've been where like they coach out of fear, right? Like you become terrified to make mistakes. Right? Like you feel like you can't. And let me tell you, if you go out there and play guarded like that, your chances of having success and ever reaching your potential. And so I think the good places do it. But the problem is they're few and far between. We're part of the problem, Rich, as a media member now, like in adding to this, the pressure that's on these young guys and the fan bases, and to be good right now. And unfortunately, guys like, you know, Jaden Daniels, who arguably had maybe the greatest rookie season in American sports history, right? Like, I think that affects all of us. Like, why can't our guy be like that? And again, this is coming from, you know, me. I arguably had maybe the worst rookie season ever. So it's a nature of it. I think it's something you have to, like, take head on, though, right? Like, you can't pretend like it's not there. It is a reality. And, you know, I think you have to embrace it and lean into it to be able to try to work through it.
So how many years? Do you got a number?
I would hope that a rookie contract, especially as a first round pick, was a long enough time. But again, we see it not happen, right? Like, look at Baker Mayfield. He leads Cleveland to the playoffs. It has all this promise, and somehow they don't take advantage and let him go. And I love seeing what he's doing as he's bounced to multiple teams, right? Sam Darnold, same thing. This guy's so talented, but they make a mistake and move on from him, in my opinion. So I would like to think that, listen, given 4 or 5 years, that's enough time to see what a guy's made of and if he can make it at this level or not.
Well, obviously, you know, you're rightfully praising Andy Reid for his abilities to be patient. Clearly, it helps to have had the experiences he had at Philadelphia to do that in Kansas City. And also, he had someone like you, Alex, you know, who was expertly guiding the ship and allowed Mahomes to sit. And the only time he got in his rookie year to wet his beak a little bit in the final week, because you had already helped the team make the playoffs by that point in time. Did you know how good Mahomes was? You got a good story when you were there that you knew that, okay,
you know,
he is the guy potentially.
Yeah, I think a couple things. One, there was never, you know, it's hard when you're a backup quarterback and you're on the scout team. You don't get a lot of reps to shine. Again, as quarterbacks in practice, we wear this bright yellow jersey. You're kind of untouchable. There was no like thing early on that he did that like, you know, made you think, oh, he's got it. I think there were a couple things. One, his work ethic, though. This guy beat me into the office almost every morning. He was not afraid of work. He did the little things. I think how hard he worked in the classroom. I think it's something that gets overlooked. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL at the line of scrimmage. When you talk about making protection adjustments, getting to the right play. But the problem is he's so good improving that's all I think that gets the attention. Mm-hmm. I think as the season went on, though, there were throws that he made throughout, you know, you'd see on the practice field and you start to see how fast he was processing. And then certainly that last game you referenced, you know, to go out there in an NFL game and play the way he did. I think everybody that was there that day knew that he was ready. You know, and certainly for me, you knew the writing was on the wall. It was a process though. And again, I think the ability to have some freedom to develop and not play right away, certainly could he have, of course. But, I think again, in Kansas City, that they're reaping the rewards, of that kind of patience.
I got to tell you, man, we were at the Super Bowl in Minneapolis. It was the Eagles versus the Patriots. On the day you got traded, we had Travis Kelce on the show and he was broken up. You should know. He was totally broken up because you were his guy and he was your guy. And he said he can't think of a time where, it's not Kelce and Alex Smith, you know. And obviously looking back now, it's clearly something that we know he and Mahomes are locked at the hip. But he was busted up because you got traded, Alex.
Yeah, no, I played 5 years with Travis, right? Like he came in as a young buck and I was kind of the old guy and obviously we're still really close, but like, you know, to see what him and Patrick have done. I mean, I think these guys are business owners now. I think they just opened a steakhouse, but their relationship is so cool to see from afar. I obviously get to come back to training camps. I know both of them so well. To see these guys are like stepbrothers off the field. And they are so incredibly close. They give each other such direct feedback all the time. And then it's obviously, I think, historic what they've done on the field. So incredibly cool. Obviously, Kelce's just an amazing human being, as is Patrick. And so I think, for you to share that, I didn't know that. But, like, he's such an amazing guy. Like, he pours his heart and soul into everything. And again, that's cool to know. But obviously, I think for me, it's special to see what those two have done. And again, the relationship and the human beings that they are, on top of obviously just being pretty good at football.
Still tight with Kelce, as in tickets to Taylor Swift concerts for you and the family type of
I haven't hit him up on that, nor do I ever expect to. You know, he's got enough people, I'm sure, bringing that up to him.
I don't know. We found out, I think the only person we've actually located who's done that sort of thing was Greg Olsen and Kittle. Let that one out of the bag when he was on this program. So, okay. So we cross you off that list. You're not going to do that. You could just go, you could just get it yourself. It's basically what you're saying, Alex, right?
Yeah. These are special relationships, and to go ask for a handout from his, from his girlfriend. I just, it's not my thing.
That's right. Alex Smith, you are above board, man. let's talk about Vertex Pharmaceuticals, the pain game plan campaign. What is this that you're doing with them, Alex?
Yeah, this is the first time, Rich, that I've really opened up on certainly the pain side of my recovery and my injury. And it's something that, we don't talk about in this country. We don't. Right? It's certainly taboo. There's a stigma around a lot of the medications that were available at the time for me. Again, it was such an afterthought of my injury and recovery. And the crazy thing is, listen, pain is not unique to football players, right? It wasn't unique to me and a guy that broke his leg. Like, pain is something that we all deal with. It is universal. It is so personal. And when you're in it, it overwhelms everything. It, how you engage with the world, my ability to be a husband and a dad is so much more difficult when you're dealing with pain. And unfortunately, if I could go back and give myself some advice, and like, it doesn't have to be that way, right? Like, don't be afraid to ask the questions, have the conversation, to steer your own ship, and for me to try and tell my story, to encourage people, to empower people that are dealing with pain when it comes along, to go do this, right? Like, ask the questions, have the conversations beforehand, develop a game plan, a personalized game plan with your doctors, with your care team. For anybody out there dealing with pain right now or has a loved one, go to paingameplan.com. There are a bunch of resources out there. To ask your doctor about other options, non-opiate options. There are. I wish they were available when I was, dealing with my injury. And so, again, it just doesn't have to be like this. But, it shouldn't be. This is something that is so human. And again, the narrative around pain management needs to change.
17 surgeries. Is it true your wife carried around rescue meds for a while?
Yeah. When we got discharged. Yeah, Rich, when we got discharged from the hospital, we got bags of medication, obviously a bunch of opiates. And we had heard the horror stories, and one of the medications that we got prescribed was this rescue medication. And you're given a pamphlet of directions that's this thick. It's unreadable, and you're scared to death, like that you're going to mess something up or make a mistake. And yeah, she carried it around with her everywhere we went, and she kept everything under lock and key. And again, we just went through this the hard way, and you stumble through things. And again, it is so taboo in this country. And thankfully things are changing, and hopefully, this campaign, like with Vertex, to help people change the narrative of this. Ask your doctor questions about other options, right? There are more things out there. Steer the conversation.
Yeah, I know. And I'm to heck with it. I know you're going to go high bar, and this is kind of a low bar question here. But I mean, sir, you're comeback player of the year, Alex. When you look at somebody who's comeback player of the year because they were sitting at home, or they haven't gotten a starter's job, does that go at any point in going?
Listen, I mean, I think it's all relative, Rich, right? Like, we all, you don't have to be in the NFL. Like, we all deal with expectations. We all deal with our own doubt and fears, and we all deal with adversity and mine, I didn't do mine alone. I didn't get through my injury alone. So I know I got that award, but there were so many people that were a part of that. And that's really kind of, again, what this is about. You don't have to, I felt alone for a long time, but thankfully I had an amazing team and family. And so, no, I don't belittle those people, Rich. No, I don't.
I'm asking you to.
That's your question.
We're sitting here and we're like, really? I mean, come on. Is you're coming back from what, All right. Yeah. At any rate, I'm sorry to put you in that position. Before I let you go, do you look at what's going on with the Washington franchise and it's unrecognizable to you right now?
Let's Alex? Go. Yes. Right? And isn't that amazing? And isn't it's so good, right? It isn't recognizable, Rich. It doesn't. When I was there, that fan base was so frustrated and deservedly from decades of dysfunction. It is such a prideful fan base and organization that has great history. And given their year last year, and I think, man, doesn't leadership make a difference? And you think about the leadership at the ownership spot with Josh Harris, Dan Quinn, I think, is one of the best head coaches in the NFL. Adam Peters, who I know from his days in San Francisco, is so prepared for this. Look at the job he's done. And then that guy right there, Jaden Daniels, at the top, their future is so bright. To hear the announcement of the stadium. Mm. I mean, Rich, it was the worst game day experience in football, going out to Landover, and that stadium was kind of falling apart. And you would drive, on my way home, I would drive right by RFK and wonder why we weren't there, and you would hear the glory days of the Hogs and all those memories there and the waiting list for tickets. And, to think that those days may be coming back is so cool. And I'm so happy for that fan base and everybody involved in that organization.
Yeah. The fight for old DC, man. And it really is amazing. Second overall on the clock 1 year ago, who knows what Jaden Daniels is going to be. Smash cut to now. And they're like a model franchise. It's crazy, but well-deserved, as you point out, for the fans.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, man, it's so great to catch up with you. We should do this more often, you know?
We should, anytime.
I really appreciate you saying that, because I'm going to take you up on that, and I've known you now for 20 years.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Yep. I had hair. Yep. You're like Paul Rudd. You haven't aged.
I had no hair here.
I like
baby face.
I know. And now look at you. Thanks again for the 2 cents here. And everybody, what's the spot everyone should go to? What's the name of the website again?
PainGamePlan.com. Okay. Go check it out again. Anybody, if you got loved ones, you're dealing with pain, there's a lot of great resources on there.
Alex, thanks for the time. We'll chat soon. Best to your fam.
Great to see you, buddy.
You got it. That's Alex Smith. Very rarely do I have anybody on the show that could come for my best that ever title, but you know what? I do it for the show. There may be an I in Rich and Eisen, but not in show. There's an I in Rich, but not Ackerman. Here's a sports update.
Chefs, 24 culinary showdowns for 24 hours straight. Which chef will outcook, outpace, outlast the competition?
No chef
escapes the clock. All new 24 and 24, Last Chef Standing, Sunday night at 8. See it first on Food Network, stream next day on Max.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
What are your feelings now that Alex Smith has been unofficially traded away, to use your phraseology here?
It's awkward. It's awkward. I honestly don't know how to really accept it. I mean, through my entire career, you can't say Travis Kelce without Alex Smith. I mean, he's been my quarterback. He's been the guy that's arguably I owe a lot of my success to him, you know? So it's going to be awkward going into a huddle, like I said, with anybody but Alex. But I know Pat is ready for the opportunity.
Sure.
He's taking a lot of mental reps and a lot of notes from Alex and how this thing should be ran. Alex ran it to an absolute T this past season. And, you know, obviously everyone's excited to see what he can do.
Well, how did you learn about it yesterday, the trade?
Twitter. Yeah, my girlfriend called me and told me what's going on with Alex, and sure enough, I went on Twitter and everything told me that he was being traded to Washington.
Now, you know, we don't usually get into the personal life here on the show, but is this the young lady from Catching Kelce?
This is not the young lady from Catching Kelce.
So it was Catching Kelce.
We just need to put that show in the archives.
Oh, no!
It was a fun show, but it really wasn't that fun afterwards. And
so it was Catching Kelce and release.
Yes, catch and fumble Kelce.
Yes.
Jesse James, is it
the relationship
catch?
Did not survive the ground, you know, is what you're saying.
It didn't. But now we have a catch.
Amazing.
Okay. We have a catch. Might have a touchdown.
So there's a celebration dance then of some sort.
There will be if further review. It's under review. The catch is under review. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. The red challenge flag still in the pocket.
Yeah.
For Travis Kelce on the Rich Eisen show. And look, Mahomes, we had Chris Harris of the Broncos on game day morning in the playoffs. And he said when he was looking at film of Mahomes, and he played a couple of series against him.
Yeah.
He says this kid's got some serious ability. The Broncos said that.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything of that note yet?
Without a doubt. I mean, what he does in practice is it's fun to watch him in practice because kind of he's on the scout team, kind of just being a backyard quarterback, throwing it all every way imaginable you can think of, sidearm, underhand, chuck, putting the ball anywhere on the field. So it was definitely fun watching him in that regard. And it, like I said, it's going to be exciting to see where he can go with it because the expectation is definitely high.
Yada, yada, yada. They're going in the Hall of Fame together, first ballot, whenever they go. I love watching
yada,
that.
Yada, yada, yada. He's got a new girlfriend.
Well, by the way, and the catching Kelsey is definitely buried. Definitely. That was the first time he was on this program. Years before that. What a fun. He's funny. Him and his brother together. Just laugh out loud funny. Gosh, on that pod. But it's just great to see that. Broken up about like him saying that you can't say Kelsey without Smith.
I know.
But you can't say Kelsey without Mahomes and Mahomes without Kelsey. I mean, Brady and Edelman, Brady and Gronk, you know.
Yeah, that changed real quick.
It sure did. So, my gosh, I just love seeing that video back. It's also very funny. Very, very funny. Look, you can bet mom's pretty done with the sweaters, the candles, the bath gel sets for Mother's Day. Show her how much she really means to you with something meaningful and thoughtful, a digital frame, photo frame by Aura. So basically what you do, the technology is amazing. You can do it in seconds. Take it off your phone, send it, put it in an Aura frame over and over again, and then you upload more and more memories. Your mom puts the frame right there in the house. People who come in and they'll just see the pictures right there in the Aura frame, and it looks awesome. It is the most meaningful gift. Not only will she be grateful it's not another sweater, she'll also love that an Aura frame means she gets to see more of you, too. Great deal for Mother's Day, too. For a limited time, listeners and viewers can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrame.com or get $35 off plus free shipping on their best-selling Carver mat frame. That's AuraFrames.com, promo code of Rich, and support us by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Right here on the program. J.J. Redick has spoken. So we'll get that for you. I texted O'Shea Jackson Jr.
And?
During the back? Two commercial breaks ago, tell him to bolo.
Bolo.
For a last segment, hour three FaceTime from the Rich Eisen Show.
Well, why don't you just have him zoom in? Wouldn't that be easier?
Oh, zoom.
I mean, that means he's got a...
He could do it on his phone.
Yeah.
I'll text him because I know he doesn't look at his email.
I think so. barely check.
Has he ever emailed you? No. He hasn't emailed me.
Here's the best way to get a hold of him in all honesty. Tweet him. Don't call him.
Yeah.
Don't text him.
I should literally right now, as you know, I'm off X. Will you do it?
He'll see it.
Tweet him.
Will you do it?
It's the best way to
get
a hold
of him. What do you want
me to say? He sees him
all. I don't know. Hey, we're going to, you know, Rich is going to, I don't know.
Yeah, just be like,
I'm not gonna tweet him.
If you want him, it's his preferred form of communication.
Hello, friend. That's what I'm gonna say.
Disappointed isn't the word.
I mean, this was his statement. O'Shea's statement.
You a Zoom
post loss
for end of show
off season. Got to bring it up. Bring in a big man.
If the Clippers get eliminated tonight, are you gonna issue a statement?
No, I'm just gonna be disappointed.
I think you win tonight.
I do not.
The fact of the matter is, they
got the Joker and the Clippers don't.
Yeah, and we're not playing well. Like James Harden, sometimes it's weird how he will just disappear in the biggest moments. Like Norm Powell was supposed to be a difference maker. He played no defense last week.
All right, we got two games
left.
Come on, TJ. Come on. Clipper TJ. We need you to show up and we need you to get into that section of Intuit where all the fans are. Yeah, bring that with you.
I mean, when the fun guy is on, he's unstoppable.
By the way, as you know, at Intuit Dome, they let you in now by facial recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I put that up in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, maybe I might get a few minutes tonight.
That's right. Kawhi is here.
Kawhi's
here. Hour three, less need of your Los Angeles Rams and Patricia Clarkson in studio.
All right, at O'Shea Jackson Jr. Hello, friend. Rich is going to send you a Zoom link for end of show today. Miss you. Hope you're well, all things considered.
You sent it from you?
No, from the show.
Oh.
Yeah. He's sending it from you. He'll know it's you.
Yeah, he'll know it's him.
Based on that, hello, friend.
What do you mean?
All things considered.
I don't think that's...
He knows you have...
I don't think that's charged in any way.
He knows.
That was, it was passive knows, right there. It was passive knows, aggressive no, no, right there.
He knows Chris does not come in peace.
No.
We don't have any beef.
He knows I come with the spirit of trying to stir it up.
We don't have any beef. Last year when the Seas won, he said, you know, obviously not happy for them, but happy for me.
Chris, so that was nice of him. You guys definitely have beef. Yeah. Lakers, Celtics will always have beef, bro.
But him and I personally don't have any
beef. Well, it's because you don't have beef with him because they're not a threat to you.
No.
They're not a threat to you.
The best tweet I saw last night was that the Lakers should give back Minnesota their titles, the five that they claim.
Huh. Because the Colts left all of their records, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, the Ravens left all the Browns records in Cleveland.
Right.
The Colts took their records from Baltimore, right?
Correct.
Did they or they did not?
I think they did.
I'm taking my records.
Yeah, because I think
just because I relocate.
But the Lakers claim the Minneapolis Lakers championships when, you know, there's no way.
It's their franchise. What are you talking about?
Is it?
It is their franchise. It's their. They were there. Now they're here.
Right.
They were there. Now they're here. Now you're there, and I'm here. So how are you?
So the Los You're Angeles not me, Lakers I'm me. Have 12.
What?
Well, Chris, you still sorry. Claim to be like, you know, the leading scorer in your main high school, right? But you don't live there anymore. So, but you. You still say that record is yours.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do I mean?
I didn't transfer high schools. And then
but you moved. You moved. You physically upended yourself. That's what the Lakers did.
So you always, whenever I cape for Michigan, you leave me. You leave me. Like, you don't look at me sometimes. You don't make eye contact with me.
I just let you do your thing.
Right. And you're like, I'm on my own, right?
You're just
Will you
out
at
there
least join me then when these Ohio State honks come on and claim Joe Burrow? Will you
please
join me?
That is absurd. I am with you on that.
But their point is Joe still claims them. Joe will work out in Columbus.
Joe talks about Ohio State. What are you supposed to do there? Because he still is down with them.
Yeah.
I think it's absurd for like Albert to come on here and be like, Joe Burrow's one of us.
Well, you will stand with me in that regard?
I do stand with you.
We have solidarity.
Yeah. That is preposterous.
Thank you. Has O'Shea responded yet?
Oh, no, I didn't hit post. You guys
were posted.
You go, okay.
Set it in, Jerome.
Done.
Hour three coming up. Les Snead, general manager of the Rams, and the actress Patricia Clarkson in studio.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.